Recorded Books presents The Master Craftsman by Kelly Stewart. Narrated by Christina Moore. St. Petersburg, Russia, 1917. He walked quickly down the narrow staircase, hand pressed against the cold wall to steady himself. On the last two steps, his foot slipped, and he went careening forward, catching himself just before falling. His hands trembled as he straightened and rushed into the next room. Glancing over his shoulder nervously, he ducked behind the counter and pulled back the rug upon which he'd spent countless hours standing. Beneath it, the wood panels showed only the slightest variation from the rest, expertly hidden, the attention to detail his most defining characteristic. Slipping his fingertip beneath a slat of wood, he wiggled and pried until it released. The entire panel now sprung loose. He stared into the black space below and drew in a shaky breath. Lowering to his knees, he winced at the pain that nipped his joints and reached his arm down into the hole. It was cool inside, but dry. He had made sure that the climate of this hidden space was perfect. His fingers brushed the metal box, and he wrapped his hand around it, pulling it up, then quickly replacing the floor panels so that it would be hidden to the untrained eye. Covering the floor with the rug, he pushed to his feet, wishing that his back and knees would better cooperate.
"Did you get it?"
He gasped and spun around, still clutching the metal box between his hands. He looked in her eyes for a long moment, a thousand needs and instructions swirling through his mind.
"Yes,"
he answered quietly. Outside, a loud bang caused both of them to jump. She put her hand to her chest while he gripped the box even tighter.
"Not here,"
she whispered.
"No."
He jutted his chin toward the room in the back, and the two ducked behind the curtain. They slid through the shadows until they reached the small desk next to the wall that faced the alley.
"Dust and shadows,"
she murmured as they tucked themselves beneath the window.
"I'm sorry."
"It's nothing," she replied. He set the box on the table and pulled a handkerchief from his pocket, mopping at his brow while she watched with tender eyes. He tucked the handkerchief back into his pocket with shaking hands, then slowly reached forward and unlocked the clasp on the box. Opening the top, he turned it toward the thin stream of light coming from the upper window. She drew in a long breath and let it out slowly.
"It's stunning,"
she whispered. She leaned forward, studying the detail, the intricacies, her face etched with awe.
"It is my masterpiece," he said quietly.
"It is the finest you've created."
She paused, straightening back up.
"Why did you do it?"
she asked. He held her gaze for a brief moment.
"I've felt it all unraveling for quite some time,"
he finally answered, eyes misting over. Another loud bang on the streets, followed by angry shouts, cut him short. He shook his head.
"There isn't time to explain."
He looked into her eyes with an imploring stare.
"They cannot find it now. If they do, they will destroy it, and they will kill me."
I don't understand,"
she breathed.
"Why? This looks so ordinary."
"You haven't seen it all."
"The surprise?"
He nodded. At the sound of glass breaking, he leaned forward and removed the treasure with the hands of a master. Beneath it was a bed of blood-red velvet. He tugged on a small string sticking out from beneath the fabric and pulled out the top to reveal a hidden compartment underneath. Two more objects lay nestled in the hollow space below. She leaned forward and gasped, her hand covering her mouth. Looking up, her eyes met his.
"Bloody Sunday,"
he muttered.
"I'm sorry?"
His gaze glassed over as his mind wandered to that horrible morning when peaceful protesters were massacred on Nevsky Prospekt, St. Petersburg's main street.
"I was there."
His words were a mist. He closed his eyes, trying in vain to chase away the images of the bodies and the sounds of the wailing. That was the moment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?